We took a chance 7 years ago and moved it to the Sisters Rodeo Grounds. That's a delightful location, a very nice setting, surrounded by the woods. And in order to make it happen there, we had to rent a large circus tent and bring in some of the infrastructure. Well, the event continued to grow year after year to the point where we had to rent two large circus tents and triple the number of outhouses we had to rent and haul in bleachers from Madras and Prineville because we had no bleachers in the tent. We had so many different component parts of what we had to do with the infrastructure of the event that the total aggregate rent became prohibitive. And in the last couple of years, we lost money at it. We approached the City of Sisters because we'd been advised by a person with the Central Oregon Intergovernmental Council that our event was bringing in $5 million on the weekend to Central Oregon. We said, there has to be a way to work around these problems. We'd like to keep the event here, if we can, and if there was a way that the community could be more proactively involved in the event, we might be able to do that. But without that involvement, and considering the fact that the Rodeo Association has announced that they will have to double the rent, we can't see that we could continue at this location. Well, those negotiations, if you could call them that, never really amounted to much. And last year, I invited the Madras Chamber of Commerce, the Jefferson County Fair Board, and members of the county commissioners to come and see what our event was in Sisters. They came, they were enchanted, and they were excited. And they said, we would like this to be in Madras, and we will help you any way we can to see that happen. They kept their word, and this year, for the first time, it will be at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds.
What changes is that going to make for the auction?
Well, we won't have to rent many of those of the elements of the infrastructure. It's going to give us a great deal of protection from the inclement weather that always happens in April in Central Oregon. We may lose some of the walk-in traffic that we would have that would be from the community of Sisters itself, and maybe to some extent from Bend. But one of the things that I was never able to fully communicate in trying to sell this event to stay in Sisters is the fact that 80% of the people that attend our event come from someplace else. They come from Fresno. They come from Salt Lake City. They come from Kootenai. They come from Pasco. They come from Cranbrook, British Columbia. They come from places in Quebec, and they come from England. They come from New Zealand. And when they come, they need to rent a place to stay. They need to buy something to eat. They need to buy fuel. And that is how we make that aggregate impact on the local economy. I think it's a terrible loss to any community that has a resident cultural event to see it leave. It's a kind of social surgery that should never happen. If you've got it, you should keep it. And we would have done anything we could have to keep it here, but we are excited about having it in Madras. And I don't mean to suggest that Madras isn't home for us, because I live in Jefferson County. The Jefferson County Fairgrounds, as far as I can see, has no aspect to it that's going to be a problem for us. Everything looks like it's going to fit really nice. We'll see how it happens when it comes together, but we're excited about that. The community of Madras has been very supportive. Lots of people have wanted to get involved. I think people are genuinely excited that it's coming to town, and I'm looking forward to doing our very best to make their expectations come true.
Well, you mentioned a moment ago social surgery. When you left the Lynn Benton area over there, what happened after that?
Well, we were a small event at that time.
Okay.
And we were not a signature event. Mm-hmm. By a signature event, I mean, people hadn't gotten to the point to, they wouldn't ask one another, where are you going to go in April? Oh, we're going to Albany. In the case of the event here, in when it was in Redmond and then when it was in Sisters, we had people literally asking one another in California, are you going to Sisters for the auction? That's what I mean by a signature event. And when they did, when they asked that question, people knew what they were talking about. Now that's lost.
You're anticipating, and I see no reason to doubt it, a good-sized auction again this year.
People come as much for the camaraderie as for the commerce. They come to ask questions. They come to touch base once again. They come to find out what's new. They come for so many different things that add aspect to a far-flung community. And what we did early on, and it's expanded this year, is allowed that satellite to the auction, we would have a swap meet. And that swap meet has people renting spaces, and they can talk about their products and services. They can bring stuff to sell. We have all kinds of different vendors, and it's become a very vibrant and exciting part of the whole event. The Madras setting makes that even more comfortable because we have the space to do it. So in terms of scale, we see that basically the sky is the limit. We've tried to hold it in check, but I'm imagining that this event could grow 400 to 500% in 5 to 10 years. But as far as the size of the crowd that's coming, you know, we never know how many people are going to come. We never know how much stuff is going to come. We literally don't know how many auction rings we're going to have simultaneously until Thursday night at 8 o'clock. We hit the adding machine total, and we see how many items we have checked in.